Some of you know that there are certain employers who require all of their newly hired employees to sign a non-compete clause as a part of their employment contract. A non-compete clause is a legally binding agreement that the employee will not perform any services for another employer in the same industry while he or she is employed with the first. So, for example, you cannot be a news anchor with KHQ and at the same time serve as one of the producers at KXLY. These non-compete clauses may also state that the employee is not permitted to work with another employer in the same industry for a specific amount of time after concluding employment with the initial employer. So if you work for the marketing department at McDonald's and quit your job, you'll have to wait some period of time, 6 months to a year, before you take the job, the similar job at Burger King. Non-competition clauses protect confidential trade information and client lists from competitors. That trade information may include inventions that haven't yet been patented by the company, recipes, we've all heard of the secret, you know, KFC recipe and those kinds of things, research and development, business models, and the like. All of those are protected by a non-compete clause. Our Lord himself reminds the disciples in our gospel today that we too have a sort of non-compete clause in our relationship with him. Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." Mammon is a word we don't often use, but it means worldly possessions or material wealth, particularly if they have some kind of a negative impact on our lives. Nothing is to compete with our relationship with him. And we signed that non-compete clause at our baptism. Our renunciation of sin and our profession of faith is our contractual understanding that we are made to serve only one master. It is not permitted to have anything else compete with our relationship with the Lord. In the first reading today, it's the prophet Amos who directly confronts those who are serving two masters, particularly those who are taking advantage of the poor. He tells them, "You ask, when will the new moon be over that we may sell our grain, and the Sabbath that we may display the wheat?" When Amos talks about the new moon, he is talking about the festival of the new moon, a Jewish observance whereby no business, no commerce could be conducted during the festival. The festival of the new moon had to be over before businesses could resume their trade. When Amos mentions the Sabbath, he is referring to the fact that no work can be done on the Sabbath, which is meant for sacrifice and rest. Amos is confronting those who are serving two masters, because those whom he is talking about, they can't wait until all the religious observances end and they can get back to selling grain and cheating the poor and the vulnerable, of fixing their scales to squeeze out a little bit more money from people. It's almost like a sport. And they're squirming to get the religious stuff over with so they can resume their secular business. They're trying to serve two masters, but it's not going very well. They are hating one, their relationship with God, and loving another, that is mammon. Our readings today challenge us pretty obviously to ask the question, am I violating my non-compete clause in terms of my relationship with Jesus Christ? Are there two masters in my life? And those masters can take a whole variety of forms, huh? Busyness, work, the pursuit of bigger bank accounts, things like pornography, drug use, the use of alcohol, neglecting family for other kinds of duties. As I think about my own relationship and my own life and how evil has a way of trying to move into my life, I would probably have to admit that there are more than one master. There is more than one master competing for my attention. Jesus might rightly tell me, you cannot serve 8 or 9 or 10 masters. He wouldn't reduce it to just two. And I suspect that there are some of you here today who are in a very similar situation. I kind of wish there were there was only one other master besides the Lord. But the complexities of human life and the power of evil often mean there are more that are demanding our attention and our service. So we rely on and ask for God's help, God's grace, the grace we need to be faithful to the Lord as our only master, the grace that leads us to happiness and true peace that can only come from a close communion and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. All of the other masters, every single one of them, when we allow them to compete for our attention, they only lead us to emptiness. I mentioned that our non-compete clause was sealed at our baptism through the profession of faith and the renunciation of sin. And so I thought it would be appropriate today to end by renewing that contract with you. It is a covenant of non-competition, which ultimately leads to eternal life. And so I ask you all, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? I do. Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the non-compete clause of our discipleship. This is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.